Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jenna Jacoby is presented by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Today is Friday, so not only will you get the unfiltered, unedited, full Fly God West Side Gun interview, you also will get voicemail exclusive content. We do only voicemails on Fridays. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail just like this one.
Yo, Uncle Jalen, Uncle Jacoby, shout out Reg. What up, though? Calling by way of Jersey, / New York City. I say that because I'm only 5-10 minutes away. I'm calling in regards to the podcast show, of course. I'm born and raised in Southwest Detroit. What up, Western? And Jalen knows that reference. Secondly, to go to the podcast, this is going to be a first. My grandmother is 75. Jalen Rose. As much as you love Cassandra Rose, Linda Gonzalez is my rock and my everything. She loves you as a person. She was born and raised in the heart and soul of Detroit. She knew you since high school. She watched you go to Michigan. She watched you in the pros. We never know what's going to be in the end, so I would love for you to meet her at the podcast. Shout out Linda Gonzalez. Detroit, what up, though? Yep, medicinal. Don't tell my grandma I'm waiting here. Later, man.
Jalen.
Dude's grandma really loves Jalen.
Southwest! Southwest! Does he get tickets? Southwest, Southwest, we will see you this Sunday.
Yes.
Absolutely, I'm giving y'all tickets.
Yes.
Can't wait to meet her. We love to give the people what they want.
Hit up Jalen and Jacoby on Twitter, Instagram, DM the fam, and we'll try to get you some tickets. We have another caller asking for some tickets to the live event. If you want to join us in Ford Field on Sunday, go to DetroitLions.com/Jalen and Jacoby. Join us for only $99. You get ticket to the game, ticket to the live, exclusive, intimate podcast, and some of your proceeds go to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
And the return of Reg the Ledge.
Reginald the Legend will be on the ones and twos once again. Let's listen to another voicemail.
Yo. It's Big Crown right here. I'm calling again. Hey, I'm trying to get to the show. You know what I'm saying? It's about time that, you know what I'm saying, right? I get up there, hook up with my guys. You know, I've been a day one, even, you know, since way, way back in the day. I remember walking up and down the street 7-8 at night, listening to the show when y'all had the evening time slot. So y'all already know. Y'all already know what I bring to the show. I'm authentic. Hey, I'm trying to get there. I got to work on Saturday. I'm going to leave work. It's 3 hours and 56 minutes from where I live, 289 miles. I'm going to hop in the whip, drive up there after work on Saturday, spend the night trying to get to the game, trying to meet my bros. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Reg. Shout out to the whole crew. Hey, hook a brother up, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get up there. I'm trying to enjoy myself, you know what I mean? All right, peace.
Big Crown? Like, I'm assuming that Big Crown is coming. Like, I feel like he's part of the family. I feel like he shouldn't even have to call. I feel like he should have my number, not the show's number.
So here's what I want to make sure I point out. We've been doing this show over 10 years.
11 years at this point.
And people like Big Crown are the reason we do what we do.
Oh, Big Crown.
You heard him say, I remember listening to y'all at night. A lot of people don't remember. We were a night radio show.
I say Big Crown is my
6 to 8 p.m.
Big Crown is my second favorite mail carrier in the history of the U.S. mail service. Do you know who number one is?
Ooh.
Cliff Clavin.
What show is that?
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Making a way in the world today. Takes everything you got. So let me tell you guys what love is. Love is driving 289 miles. That's love. Love is driving 3 hours and 56 minutes. That's love. Absolutely, Big Crown. But first off, not only is Big Crown getting tickets, Big Crown better be sitting in the front row.
Big Crown, you got to get there early, Big Crown. We got a spot for you. Let's reserve a spot for Big Crown.
We need a family photo.
Love, that's what we need.
We'll
see
you Sunday.
All the mail carriers out
there. No doubt. No question.
No, just keeping everything moving in the world.
Yes, indeed.
Big shout to Big Crown. That is our guy.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Call 9580-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. One of the things we need you to weigh in on is we've always had the conversation about drums versus flats. Jalen Rose, I took him to my favorite wing spot in New York City. He always insists on dry rub. So that's my next question for the audience. Wings, dry rub, soft move or boss move? I'm going soft move. I want sauce on my wings. I do not want some spicy powder on my wings. I want to need 15 or 16 napkins. I want to feel like I need to take a shower after I eat my wings. And when we were ordering the wings, there were so many, I came to so many qualifiers that I couldn't even ask for all flats. I was like, well done, dry rub. I just didn't want to add any more qualifiers.
Well, I appreciate you taking me to your wing spot, and something really controversial also happened.
What is that?
And shout to the Jalen versus everybody fam and the J&J fam that's listening on the pod. David Jacoby only likes flats.
Only flats.
So I had to ask you guys, are you guys a drums person or a flats person?
Are you a psychopath or a smart person?
And the reason why it is so enlightening to me is that he calls it his favorite wing spot because of how they taste. But when I looked at his plate, if there were 10 wings, nine of them were drums.
Mad drums. And I'll say, Jalen, there are very few things that we've never discussed on or off wax. And I'm about to talk to you about something that we have never discussed, not just on wax, but also off wax. We'll get to voicemail in a second. Your wing eating habits are a little strange to me. Because sometimes, this isn't all the time, sometimes you do like a little thing where you pick off pieces of meat and then eat that instead of biting it from the bone.
So here's the B side of what I want to tell you.
Okay, no idea what that means, but go.
I love your wings, but I'll give them a B minus.
Those are B minus wings to you. That's because you got them dry rub. That's the reason.
And the reason why?
There's a low ceiling on dry rub wings.
No, you just said why. Because they were too big.
They are pretty big.
They're too big. The reason why I'm breaking pieces off of it versus biting into it because they were like pieces of church's chicken.
Turkey
That's
leg.
Why.
The Walt Disney turkey leg.
They were so big. So I'm like a... like, jeez. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was. They're too big.
We didn't even eat them all.
Too big.
And Jalen, another move that Jalen Rose does. He goes, is that just someone at the end of the bar? Is that spinach artichoke dip? And the guy's like, no. He's like, what is it? It's like clam chowder. He's like, I'll take it. I feel like he would have taken anything that he said. You wanted something in a bowl.
You ever at a restaurant and you see what somebody else ordered and you see how they eating it?
I couldn't even see it.
But I saw how he was eating it. I'm like, whatever he got, I want that.
I want that.
I'm like, what is in that bowl right there?
Whatever's in that bowl. I don't know. What is queso?
He was like this.
Salad.
He did not look up.
Spinach artichoke dip. I was like, whatever that person is having, I want that.
He didn't text. He didn't look at the phone.
No.
He didn't order a drink. He didn't do nothing.
Jalen's like, well, I want that experience that man is having. Call us up, 9580-JALEN. Let us know if dry rub is a soft move or boss move. We'd love to hear from you. That's why we do voicemails exclusive on Fridays. Let's hear another voicemail.
Hey, Jalen Jacoby. This is Boston from Peterson. Shout out, Reg. Jacoby, man, I'm disappointed in you. You got to know your co-host and or your best friend a lot better than we do. I think, though, really the one thing you probably should have said by now to convince Jalen to watch House of the Dragon, even though I haven't myself caught an episode yet, is let him know that there's actually black people in the actual show now. It's one of those things that when Game of Thrones first was released, it was a big enough deal, but now it's not. So I'm sure that will convince Jalen, if anything, to watch the show. For sure. Keep it up, guys.
Really appreciate the call.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love.
I love House of Dragons so much, Jalen Rose. And maybe I'll make the pitch like this. There's dragons. There's fighting. There's sex. There's black people.
How do you know if a dragon is black or not?
The dragons aren't black.
What do they... You know how we does Jalen explains a movie plot? Please explain the plot to me.
I know too much. I'm reading the book right now, so I know what's going to happen next season on House of Dragons.
So give me a House of Dragons.
So one of the things that happened is they made one of the families black, but when George R. R. Martin was writing these books, he was not imagining these characters as black. He was not. And they got blonde dreads. And then the dude has a wife who's Caucasian, and she has kids, and those kids are not half black. That is a major, major plot point. I love the show so much, Jalen Rose.
Give me a quick synopsis.
Oh, deceit. There's a succession problem. King Viserys has named his daughter to be the successor, to be the queen. But it's not a very matriarchal society. And what happened to King Viserys married his daughter's best friend, Alicent, and they had kids, Aegon. So King Viserys dies. Is Aegon going to be the king? He is the oldest male heir to the king. Or is Rhaenyra going to be the queen? She is the named successor by King Viserys. That's the big problem. Those are the two sides, the greens and the blacks. And they both have dragons. And Aemon got his eye cut out. He rides Vhagar, the biggest dragon in the land. Vhagar dwarfs all the other dragons, but Vhagar's old. It's like Tom Brady. He's the GOAT, but he's old. He's old?
Well, I like... The first thing I thought about when you said he got his eye pulled out...
He got sliced out with a knife by Luke.
I got his back. Slick Rick.
He looks good, didn't he? Yeah, he got a cool eye patch.
Yeah.
And he put a sapphire where his eye used to be. He's bad. He's bad.
Now, nothing says cool like Slick Rick.
And at some point,
by the way,
Aemond and his uncle Daemon are going to have a little standoff. That's what we're all headed towards. I'm very excited about this. A lot of people named Aegon. A lot of A sounds. Jacerys, Viserys. Just a lot of it. A lot of it.
I literally just thought about something that's blasphemous.
What happened?
I'm so very disappointed.
That you're not watching House of Dragon?
That there isn't a picture of Slick Rick up on this wall.
We gotta rectify that. We have to rectify that.
Because as rap started to graduate, for you youngsters out there, Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh made two songs together. And they're both all-time classics.
Mm-hmm.
The Show and Lottie Dottie. That changed rap forever. And Slick Rick was the guy with Truck Jewels.
I'll never forget. I'm filming backstage for Jay-Z's film Encore. Again, get paid $400. They use like 20 minutes of my footage, whatever. And Ghostface is about to go on the stage. Slick Rick stops him as he's approaching the stairs to go on stage. Slick Rick takes off his chains, puts them on Ghostface. Ghostface goes on to perform wearing Slick Rick's jewelry.
That is one of the classic stories in the history of hip-hop.
I was looking at Slick Rick without his chains. I didn't like it.
It was, well, you saw Clark Kent.
Yeah,
exactly. You never saw that.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what? He's just a dude?
Yeah. I seen Rick the Ruler. I ain't going to say where he was because he be moving and shaking. He a vet. But it was like 10 in the morning. Truck Jewels.
Chains.
Truck Jewels. Shot the Slick Rick the Ruler. Shout NMC to, Ricky D.
Shout to the Detroit Lions, who will be joining Ford Field, 11:30 to 12:30. Get you ready for the game. You have the opportunity right now. Tickets are going fast. They might be sold out by now, but go to DetroitLions.com right now /Jalen and Jacoby. Join us before the game. We cannot wait to see you in Detroit. We can't wait to see Jared Montana, Aiden Hutchinson, Hockenson, Swift, Williams. So excited about that.
IG fam, make sure y'all hit me up. Let me know why you guys deserve tickets. I'm giving tickets away on IG too. So let me know who's coming to the show this Sunday at Ford Fieldhouse. Jalen and Jacoby breaking ground for the podcast game. We've done it at the Brooklyn Nets. Now we're doing it with the Detroit Lions. You've seen us do shows in Doha. You've seen us do live shows in multiple cities, New York, L.A., Detroit. Jalen and Jacoby not only returning, but Reg the Ledge on the ones and twos. We getting the
Reginald
board together.
Reginald.
Nope. Yep. Reginald. Is there a problem here? Is there a problem here?
We will.
Put it on wax.
Be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done.
We're not.
We're not done. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once told the TR-808D Knights. We are not done. Got to give the people.